Okay, today is Daf Samach Beis. We're in Samach Aleph on the Beis, bottom line by the Mishnah. This is a Mishnah that has no relevance to Bizman Azeh. It was a Mishnah but clean out the stains. So the Gemara says like this, the Mishnah. Shiva Samanim Ma'aviran Al Hakesem. There are seven, it doesn't mean poisons. The word Sam generally, it doesn't mean that. It means detergent. There are seven detergents, seven cleansers that you can use to get rid of a stain. These are really for purposes of Tumah. Not necessarily just to be mati your husband, but for purposes of Tumah. The seven are rope tuffle, some spit, may greasen, water from greasen. Why do they translate greasen? Grits? What? Bean water, okay. Remember, glyam is urine. Neser, buris, kumnia, the ashlag. These are four types of ingredients. I don't know what they are. Do they translate them even?
No.
They don't even translate them. Okay. It doesn't matter because they are what they are. Anyway, hitbilu, if you put that beged in the mikvah already, you already dunked it in the mikvah as part of a tahira process, right? Begodim can be toivled. Va'as al-gab of tahiros. And then you played with tahiros with it, with those begodim. And then they see a stain. To hever alav shiva samanim. You apply the seven detergents. V'lo avar. And the stain doesn't go away. The stain's still there. Harei zet seva. Now you know it's a dye. Why? Because these seven will remove blood stains. So by the fact that the red stain didn't go away, it's still there, that's a clear sign, assuming you did the detergents correctly, it's a clear sign that this is just a dye. It's not tummy. Dyes are not tummy. Right? Therefore, it's not blood. You're all good. Therefore, hatahiros, taharos. The tahiros are tahar. The ain't sarek lehatpul. You don't have to put it into the mikvah again. Because it was tar. Avar, if the stain went away, shadiha, or it got lighter, harei ze kesem. That's a kesem now. Why? Because if it was blood, it would have gotten removed. The stain's still there, now you have a problem. Therefore, batahiros, tomeos, anything that touched it is tame, and vitzarech lahadvo, if you put it in the mikvah again. Ezra who wrote
the stain came off entirely or it didn't.
Correct.
So if it came off entirely, it's considered a kesem?
If it came off entirely, it's not a kesem.
The low avar.
The low avar. I'm sorry. Yes, avar. It came off.
Right, so that's a kesem.
What?
That's a kesem.
Right, if it came off entirely, it's a kesem.
That's the problem.
In other words, you had a tahar beged. It got a stain on it. So someone says it's red, is it blood, is it ketchup, is it a dye? I don't know what that is. Let's do a test. You do the test, the stain goes off. Now you know it was a stain, it was dam. And now that it's dam, now anything it touched became tame. And you got to put it to the mikvah. Exactly, yes. Ezu rok tuffel. What's rok tuffel? Kol shalo tam klum. You didn't eat anything. So your mouth is very dry, didn't eat anything. That spit from such a mouth. Me greasin, what does that mean? Leisas greasin shalpal. It's chewing. Chewing the bean of a bean, chalukas nefesh, and split in half.
Separated
from their peels, right? Meraglayim, what kind of meraglayim is that? Shehechmitu, that it was spoiled, not fresh meraglayim, spoiled meraglayim. What? Tzarech. Likas case shalosh pa'amim l'chol echad ve'echad. You have to rub the stain three times back and forth. Ha'avirin shalo kesidron. If you put these detergents on out of order, she'avirin shiva samanim ka'achas. If you did them one at a time, lo asa v'lo klum. It doesn't count. It doesn't do anything. It's very interesting over here. The Marami Pana has a shayla. Sometimes the Mishnah will say, lo asa v'lo klum, and sometimes the Mishnah will say, v'lo asa klum. What's the difference? V'lo asa v'lo klum. So the Maripana wants to say, whenever it says, lo asa v'lo klum, it's like a complete wash. You might think that by doing the stains out of order, I maybe made it worse. Lo asa v'lo klum. You didn't make it worse, you didn't make it better. It's nothing. V'lo asa klum sometimes could mean, and you made yourself, it made it even worse. Interesting. Ara?
You need to know those 10 blocks.
Exactly, exactly.
Typically it's in
lowest and low.
Most
of the time it says that, right? What? Does it say that most? No. It's like 50-50. Yeah. He went through it, yeah. What? Without a computer, exactly. Tana, we learned in a Braisa, Neser, the whatever the Neser is, it's Alexandris, it's from Alexandria, below Neser Antipatris, and not Neser from Antipatris. What's Antipatris? Syria, okay. Boris, what's Boris? Amr of Yehuda, Ze Ahala, it's aloe. How can it be aloe? But Tanya, but we learned regarding things that have Kedusha Shvius. What we learned things that have Kedusha Shvius? Haboris Va'al. Boris and aloe next to each other. How can they be the same thing? Right? You hear that, Kasha? How can they be the same thing if they're given different things in the Mishnah and Shvius about Kedusha Shvius? Ella, my Boris? What is Boris? Kabrisa. Kabrisa, something else. What they say, Gufris. What's Gufris? Sulfur? Sulfur. Sigmar says, wait a minute. How can you tell me it's Gufris? Vermini. Wait a minute. When the Braisa there talks about things that have Kedusha Shvius, meaning they grow from the ground, so therefore they have Kedusha Shvius, Hosifu Alehen, the Chacham added on, Chalvitin, Ta'alunin, Uboris. Right? Now, wait a minute. V'i Boris Kabrisa, if Boris is now sulfur, mi isle Shvius? Would that make it have Kedusha Shvius? But none. Zaklal called sheyesh lo ikker, yesh lo shvius. It has to be rooted in the ground. V'chal she'ein lo ikker, ein lo shvius. And if it's not rooted in the ground, even if it's on the ground, for example, salt. There might not be any shmita by salt. Why? It's not rooted in the ground. Or mushrooms. They're not rooted in the ground. So this sulfur is not rooted in the ground. How can that be on the list and then be chayav and shvia? Doesn't make any sense. So Gemara says, you're right. Elamai Boris, what's Boris? Boris is Ahala. Boris is Aloe. Batanya, Boris V'Ahal. But it says Boris and Aloe. How can it be the same thing? Shrei Gavni Aloe. There's two types of Aloe. There's Aloe, and then there's Boris. And it's an offshoot of Aloe.
Okay.
Kimunya. Amr of Yehuda. It's called Shalav Dutz. I don't know what that is. What is that? Do they translate that? Don't
translate.
Unidentified description.
The
slide.
Okay.
The Ashlag. What's Ashlag? It's the seventh one. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel said, Shal sinhu lenachtun meyama. I asked the people that live in the ocean, the sea goers. I asked the guys that work on the ship. But Amar, they told me, Ashlag Ashmeya. And they told me it's called Ashlag, Umishtakach Beni Nikve Marganisa. And it's found in between the holes of the pearls, right? Umafkile, and you can take it out, Beramtsa de Parzala, with a metal tube, right? Some kind of, I don't know what that is. Okay. Close enough, exactly. Now, Hitbilu Va'asa. So the mission says like this. If you toivled it, you had a baghead that had a stain on whatever it is. You toivled it, which means you made it tahar. Then you used it to wrap truma, right? Then you notice a stain on it. Oh, had that stain. Where did that stain get? What is that? Is that blood? Is it ketchup? Is it a dye? What is that? We'll do a test. So you do the seven test. You do the test, and then, if the stain doesn't go away. If the stain doesn't go away, then you know what? It's not dam, because dam would have gone away. Therefore, everything is tar. It's the dye, whatever it is, tar. If the stain went away, now you know that it was dam, because this detergent get rid of the stain, so you know it was dam. Therefore, everything's coming now. The chashash is from a woman. Tanur Rabbanan. Hever alav shivat samamanim. If you put the seven detergents, below avar, and it doesn't go away, therefore what? Therefore it's tahar. It's not a keseb. Safun. Then you apply something else. An eighth one. What's safun? Rashi says shubin balad. Isn't shubin soap? What are they translate that as?
It removes dye as well as blood.
Oh, So it's very strong. It removes the dust. Now, for other, it went away. So, says the Gemara, Taros Tameos. Now it's Tamei. Now everything we touched is Tamei. Why? Because the Tzafon removed the stain. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Tzafon Sefanami Mager. But it removes dyes also. So what kind of rye is that? It also removes dye. So Gemara says, you're right. Here's what happened. Ela Hevir Alav Shisha Samanim. You applied 6 out of the 7. Then Vlava. And then the stain didn't go away. Hevir Alav Tzafon. Now you applied stain. Now you skipped 7. You skipped 7. You went straight to the Tzafon. And then Vlava. It went away. So what's the story? The story is Tahiros Tameos. Oh, so now the Tahiros are Tame. Why? She'im Hever Shvi Mitzchila. Had you applied number 7, Shema Avar. Maybe it would have gone away. Therefore what? Right? Therefore what? What? So therefore it's a suffix. So why are we making it Tame? Why are we making it Tame? The Tosfos said, yeah, so it's a suffix, so we have to be machmir, exactly. Okay. Tanya Idach, we learned similarly. Hever alav shiva samamanim, if you apply the 7 stains, v'lo avar, it didn't work. Shina'an, you did it again. Nav avar, now it worked. Taharos of tahoros, they're all tahar. Why? Rashi says, d'im ikka d'dam hu, if it really were dam, ba'avara kamaisahaya, could we count the first time? Amar b'zera, lo shah, that's only true. El tahiros, chinasu, bain, tachbusos, rishon, ulushniya. That's only true if the stain developed. Not the stain developed. The tahiros were touched the beged between the first and the second washing. Right? That's a raya that it's tahar because the dam wasn't removed yet by the first washing. Aval tahiros, chinasu, achat, tachbusos, shniya. But if it happened after the second washing, tahiros, tameos. The Dahiros are now Tamei. Why? Shaharei Hikbid Alav V'Avar. Why did you do a second cleaning? Why did you do a second cleaning? You did a cleaning once. The stain did not go away. You know now it's not Dam. You know now it's not Dam, right? You then apply a second cleaning. Now, says the Gemara, now it's Tamei. Why? Shahare hikbir alav avar, because you will makbid to get rid of it. So therefore, what? What? So what? The answer is it's goli daita that you thought it was done. You're showing by being so anal retentive to get rid of it. You're showing you were afraid it was done. Since you were afraid it was done, we treat it like done. Says the Gemara.
No, it's not.
Even though. Amalei Rav Abba Rav Ashi, me bebidik peida talya milsa. The halacha is determined by how crazy you are, right? Says Rashi on top, bitmiya kivan the tahiros shebein tayim tahoros. Since any tahiros that touched it in between the first and second washing are tahar, alma lav damu, it's not dam. Achronos, then after you washed it a second time, now we're saying that any touch is tamei. Mishum Kepeda, Amai Tmeos. Why? Why is that? So Amalei, back in the Gemara, second line. Amrei in, yes, it's true. Did Tanya, because we learned it in Abraisa, Rav Chiya Omer, Rav Chiya says, Dam Hanida, Vadai, Mavir Olav Zayin, Samamanim, Umatbil. Right? If you have Dam Nida, and you apply the 7 ingredients, the 7 detergents, it'll definitely get rid of the stain. Look at Rashi. It's the first skinny line, the last wide line. Mavra lov zayin v'tayon avatlo. Vafilu lo avar. Even if the stain didn't go away, harehu batal, it's batal, v'tarhu, and it's tar. Ho'il, v'ein adam makbid alav acha havar samanim mid'azal lechazusa. In other words, once you apply the stains, once you apply the detergent, you really gave in to the fact that now it's clean. After all, I just washed it. Am I saying that right? Right? In other words, again, dan nida vade mavirolov, dan nida vade mavirolov zayin samanim umatbil. You apply the seven stains, the seven detergents, and then you can put the garment in the mikvah and it'll become tahar. Well, even if the stain didn't go away. I'm sorry. Yeah, even if the stain didn't go away. Right? If the stain didn't go away, what does that show? It shows it's not dam.
It's a dye.
It's a dye, right? So what's going on here? Dam nida, vadai, mavir alav shiva samanim, right? Umavatlo, and it's going to be tahar.
Why
the
tahar?
What?
Why the tahar?
Oh, I'm sorry. Here's what's going on. We said that if the stain goes away, it's a raya that it was dam. And what if the stain doesn't go away? Then it's a dye. Here, it's vadai dam nida. It's vadai dam nida. It's no shayla. That's the thing. It's vadai dam nida. You applied the seven detergents, it didn't go away. What should the halacha be? The halacha should be, it's still tameh. Why? Because it's vadai.
Why are you doing the test that it's vadai?
It's exactly the point. So why are you doing the test? Because you're anal retentive.
What?
You want to do the best you can to get rid of it.
Oh, you don't want it dirty.
What's
exactly?
We're looking for not because we want to clean beggars, we want to
not sure what it is.
Exactly. But the Gemara just said that if you wash it once and the stain does not go away, which means it's definitely a dye.
A dye.
Then you did it a second time. Now the stain went away. Now we say anything that touches it is tameh. Why is it tameh? Because by the fact that you went to get rid of it, you washed it a second time, it shows you put yourself out there, and therefore we're going to tameh it. So ask the Gemara, what kind of reason is that? When do we ever have such a thing? That we care about what you do? Like, what do you mean? It's vadai dam nida. Wash it. And what happened? What happened? The stain did not go away. Right? The stain did not go away. Says the Gemara, it's tar. What do you mean it's tar? It's vade dam nida.
Yeah, but what's tar? Having out make it come.
By washing it, you've... So what the Gemara says...
What's the paskin on it? It's paskin the right.
Damai, why is this true? Ha dam nida hu. It's dam nida. It's vade. Ella, big prey to talia milsa. It goes by what you do. Ha chanami, big prey to talia milsa. It goes by what you do. That's why, if you sometimes you can even change halacha. You show how crazy you are to make sure you get rid of each wash the second time, you just made it worse.
So you can put this thing at every other place you ever get. Cutting both sides, take a look at the terrace in the house.
Right.
Okay? Doesn't see it, comes back in a second time later on and sees it. Now what's the reason to change the halacha?
Interesting question.
None.
Right.
Where did we have that before?
I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know.
Is it like OCD to get rewarded or not
rewarded? Sometimes you get rewarded, sometimes you don't. Right? If it's a vadai stain and you have OCD, you're going to get rewarded. We're going to say it's tar, even though it's vadai. And the other way around. If it's not, right? So we have to know when to be smart, when to be anal, when to be not. Okay. Tanan Hassam. Completely new topic about Toma. Now. What? No, all the truma is saved. Tanan Hassam. Charsin. Let's say you have a kli cheres, and shenishtamish behen zav. Azav used it, right? Azav used it. He used it to go to the bathroom. He used it for a urinal. So there's urine of azav absorbed in this kli. Okay? You look at the kli, it looks clean. But we know there's urine, it's absorbed into the kli.
The inside, yeah.
Inside. Kli cheres, inside. Shabala mashkin. The mashkin are absorbed in the kli. V'naflo la'avir ataner. You stick that kli, you put it in the oven. For who's like a taner? Somebody lights up the oven. Hataner tamei. The taner is tamei. Why is the taner tamei? Shesof mashkalates. Because the mashkin is going to exit. Why is the mashkin going to exit? Because the fire, the heat of the oven is going to make the liquid come out of the kli cheres, go into the kli cheres. The halacha is anything in the airspace is metame. Since it's in the oven, it's going to be metame the entire oven. Okay? Even though you put a dry kli into the oven. Okay? That's the halacha.
Yesterday's parsha?
It was? Right, okay. Says Rashi. So says Rashi. Sof mashka, we'll do three Rashis now. Sof mashka lotes, klomar. Derech mashka lotes, it's very normal for water to exit a kli, al yedei liban acheres, by heating up the cheres. The kivin shahayu charis in elu batana b'shas hasako, since the cheres is in the oven while it's being cooked, yatsu amashkin, the mashkin go out of the kli cheres, v'nitma hatana me'aviro, and in the tame the oven from the airspace of the kli cheres.
Wasn't it already baked? I mean, why is he putting it back in? It's already kli cheres. He's putting it back in the oven?
I don't know. Did a kid, somebody put it back in. No, not baking. No, someone put it in there for no reason.
Fell in there.
There's nafal. Fell in there. It wasn't even on purpose. Yeah. Now.
It's not the kli cheres. In fact, it's the fact that the urine is coming out of that's going to be an
illusion. Right. It was already baked once. Can you bake it again?
Can you bake it again? You're not baking anything.
It's not the issue of baking.
You're not baking this with Harris. Somebody thought there was a pie in there. Turned out, and they put it in. It was empty. What was it? It was someone's urinal. No one did. Amar Shlakish. So it's not so fair. Lo shanu ela mashkim kalim. That's only true by mashkim kalim. What are mashkim kalim? Mashkim kalim, Rashi says, are things that are not in avatuma of a zav. Like what? Like tears. Rashi says tears, or the meraglayim of somebody who would touch the mace. Not a zav. Meraglayim of somebody who touched the mace. What is that? The meraglayim of someone who's tamei mace. That's only a din derabanan. That's such a liquid as tamei. So that's when this brice is true. Avo mashkin chamurin, but if it's real liquid of a zav, maybe the meraglayim of a zav, or the shech bazera of a zav, these types of things, then it's tamei afa bishalohu tzakataner. Even if you don't light up the taner, even if you just stick it in the taner, why? Look at Rashi. Avo mashkin chamurin kigon meiraglayim shalzav shalzava shiriba ben akasim tamei hataner afilohu sak. Even if it didn't heat up, why? Kiva diachol lotes ayde hisak, since it can get exited by heating it up. Lav tuma b'luhi. It's not called hidden, swallowed up tuma, and therefore vimitvam mitame. It's going to be mitame even if you don't heat up the oven. Just stick it in the oven. That's very machmer according to Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan, no. Echad mashkin kal. Kamurin imhusa katanar in ilo lo. If yes, yes. If not, not. What are they arguing about? They're arguing about what's the story with tuma that can come out. Does it have to come out? Says Rabbi Yochanan, yes. Says Rabbi Yochanan, doesn't even have to. As long as it can come out, even if it didn't come out. So even if the oven is off, it's still going to make everything tameh. If it's tumah chamura, tumah kala, that's only derabanan. So then, yeah, then it has to come out. So did derabanan anyway? Did the raisa? Absolutely not. So Eisei Rebbechon and Rish Lakish. Rebbechon asked Rish Lakish the following question. I would never have asked this question because it's such a quote from left field. Our Mishnah said, "Hit bilu, you dunk the beged, v'asa al gabav tahiros." And then this beged touches truma. Then behavior loves zayin samanim. Then you apply the seven detergents v'lo avar, and the stain didn't go away. Hareza tseva. Now you can take it to the bank. That was a dye. Kataros of tahoros, and the tahoros of tar. The ein sarach lahatil, and you don't have to do tefillah. You don't have to put it in the mikveh again because it's tar plus the kasha. So for the kasha you need Rashi, right? Look at Rashi a little further down. If tahoros tahoros. If it's good, if it's absorbed, it can't go out. Unless you force it out. Tar, mishum tar, it's tar. Mishum hachi talinon lekula. That's our mekel. V'yamrinon tevahu v'tar. It's a dye. It's all good. Mishum dei nami damhu. Because even if it were dam, since it's absorbed, dein hasamemanim yichol laviro. And the stains can't get it out. The detergent can't get it out. Even though you can get it out with the super ingredient, with the super tafun, tar. It's still tar. Ella, ludidach, but according to your shlokish, that as long as it can come out, it's tame, even if it doesn't come out. Hacha, hechi talin lakul, echal chuma, talin de dumadamu. Maybe it's dam. How could you ever even do this test? Right away. The minute it touched truma, the chashash is dam. Why? Because it could come out. That's the kasha on Rish Lakish. So Amale says Rish Lakish, what kind of question is that? Hanach Tsum, the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon said it. They made up their own rules about Tsum. That's not a kasha on me. They made up their own rules. The whole Tsum is the Rabbanon. What kind of kasha is that? Says Rish Lakish. It's not a kasha. They made up all these rules. Yeah, the stain, the detergent, not that. It's all the Rabbanon. I'm talking about Doraisa.
Just to explain what we were talking about before about this, the Peta Kali Milsa.
Yeah.
Was, you know, I think I understood that when it said if the Samadhi does not remove it, Sebabu, that means it is Dai, it's not Dam. The way Rashi's explaining this question, it means you can assume it's Sebabu,
right.
It's not Dam. So maybe it really is Dam, you don't have to worry about it. So maybe that's why if he's mocked on it, that maybe it's Dam, that's why it is.
Right, that's why I said that. I said that because he's right. Fine. Wait a minute, says the Gemara. Wait a minute. How can Rish Lakish say that? But Tani Reb Chiya, Dam Nida Vadai. Didn't Reb Chiya just say Dam Nida Vadai? Mavir Lo Zayin Taman and Marbatlo. Exactly what Moshe said by Dam Nida Vadai. Detergents, and you mabatle it, right? What do you see from that? Even if the stain doesn't come out, we said right, and it comes out with Tzafa, which is a super ingredient. What do you see from there? They were talking about Tumah Daraisa. The Gemara answers, Amale, so says Rish Lakish back to, you're trying to bring me a right from that Braitha? Rebbe Lo Shana, Rebbe didn't learn that Braitha, Rebbe Chia, Manale, Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi, the one who wrote Shas, the one, listen to this answer, says Rish Lakish, what kind of Braitha is that? It's not in the Mishnah, Rebbe Lo Shana, Rebbe did not feel it was important to put that Kasha, to put that statement in a Mishnayis. He left it out. So Reb Chiya Menale, where did Reb Chiya get that from? It's not a Mishnayis. So what gave Reb Chiya the right to all of a sudden make up a Braisa? That doesn't impress me. Says Es Tosva V'im Tomar. Look at Rebbe Menale. V'im Tomar Im Kain Laolam Lo Nasif to Yufta Mi Braisa. There should never be a Kasha from a Braisa. Mititani De Reb Chiya V'Bei Reb Oshia. No, but we ask. You're allowed to ask the kasha on an amora from a brisa. Yeah. Says Rish Lakish. If you're not in the mishnah, I'm not impressed with it.
You can ask the question, but you can't.
So what kind of answer is that?
You can't take the
brisa
and shlok of a mishnah.
We're not doing that. Rish Lakish is an amora. Rish Lakish made a statement.
Yeah.
So it says with Yochanan, but the brisa argues on you. The brisa argues on you. How could you say that? You have the brisa that argues on you. It's an anonymous brisa. No one argues on the brisa. How do you argue on it? Says Rish Lakish, it's not in the Mishnah, I'm not impressed. Says Tosas, what kind of answer is that? The whole Shas Yaf that. Everything's a Kasha on a Braisa. Right? Listen to Tosas' answer. The Yesh Lomar. Yeah, so it's the end of Shas for this Bart. The Bekulu, throughout Shas, Ikele Meimar, you could say, Kida Amar Ilfa Betainus, Ubiksuvas. You could say what Ilfa said. Call the Amar Milsa Debe Rav Chiyav Rav Oshia. Velo Pashtinale Mimasnisim. I'm sorry. Call Milsa the Amar Rav Chiyav Rav Oshia. Velo Pashtinale Mimasnisim. In other words, it's true. Rav Yehuda Hanasi did not include all the scope and the corpus of Tanakh statement. But everything is alluded to, it's can be derived from a Mishnah. The Hach, and over here, have a Pshitele L'Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish was obvious. Delo Remiza B'Masnithim. There was no remez in any Mishnah that this should be the rule.
Mm-hmm.
Said Rish Lakish, I don't hold from that Braisa. You hear that, Bart? There has to be some kind of remez, some allusion in a Mishnah. You can't just have a Braisa out of the blue. That you can't even, it's not related to anything in Mishnayos. You won't find such a thing. And if you do find such a thing, it says Rish Lakish, doesn't impress me. It's a fascinating idea over here. So Rabbi Yochanan tries again. H. Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish. We have a story like this. Revias Dam, you have a Revias of Dam of a mace, right, which is Matame, Shebelua Babayas, it's absorbed in a house, Habayas Tame. The bias is tummy. Vamrile, a bias tar. Some said it was tar. Velo pli. They're not arguing. Ha, the one that said it was tummy is bekalim dimei kara. Kalim that were brought in the kalim that were there when the dam of the mace spilled. So when the dam of the mace spilled, it was metame everything in the room. However, ha, the one that said that anything kalim were tahar, that's the kalim de basof. That a month later you brought in a kli. The blood's long absorbed. That's tahar. But wait a minute. Nivla'a, biksus, if it got absorbed into a beged, if you could wash the beged and get the blood out, then it's tamei. V'yam lav tahora. And if not, it's tar. Right? Why do you see that? Because if blood cannot get out, it's not considered part of the kli. Right? So one second. It comes out that a bias would not be mal on that dam. Right? And the kasha amr shlakas. The clear kasha amr shlakas. So amr of kahana mikule revios shanukan. Yeah, that was not normal blood. That was a cooler blood. Shiny dam tevusa. It's dam tevusa. And that's only midrabanan. And that's not mekayim ba'ohel at all. That's a cooler. So once it gets absorbed, it's not mekayim midrabanan. Okay? So that's not a kasha amr shlakas either. Again, Rosh Hashanah is talking about daraisas. Now, Ezer Rish Lakish Lor Yochanan. Now, Rish Lakish turns the table and asks one Amar Yochanan. He says like this: Kol Habalua, any absorbed Toma. There's a Brisa that says like this. It's not a Brisa, it's a Mishnah actually. Kol Habalua, anything that's Balua, She'ena Yachalates, that can't leave, Tahar is Tahar. Ha Yachalates. But if it can leave, if it can get it out, tame, it's tame. Afal gaf delo nafak. Even though it didn't leave right now. Kash amr shla amr b'yochanan. Amr of papa. Here's how it goes with this. Here's how we're going to reinterpret now the machloket. Kol hecha de'en yachalot says, if it...
No, when we moved. And I was like... Yes, apparently Robin and Rory have already done the third floor. My responsibility is the garage, the basement. I'd like to tell them that.
Did they sell it?
No, that's the whole other reason.
Battery size is good. Just a little Equinox. We haven't had a battery problem yet. We're still recording.
No, we are still recording. We're going to start. It's 33 minutes already. We can't stop. Just hit stop recording.
Well, there's that.